Hey there, planners. J-Bay here, stopping by to let y'all know that this episode of Planners and Wine is sponsored by Fern Creek Stickers. Fern Creek offers fun and functional stickers. They have kits available in weekly, monthly, and daily planner layouts for all of your favorite brands, including Erin Condren, Moxie Life, Plum Paper, and Hobonichi Cousin and Weeks planners. They also have a variety of sticker storage albums, washi tape, and sticky notes. Check out all they have to offer at www.ferncreekstickers.com. And feel free to give them a follow on Instagram at Fern Creek Stickers. Use code PANW, that's PANDW, for 15% off your order today. See y'all around.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, guys, and welcome back to Planners and Wine. My name is Myra.
And I am Meg. Welcome back, guys.
Yay, welcome back to another week. I don't think you've ever introduced yourself as just Meg, and it sounded very weird. You usually say Megan.
Really?
Yes.
I never even thought about it. Wow.
I'm like, hold on. Who is Meg?
That's so funny. I mean, honestly, like, before I was in the planner community, the only people who called me Meg was just my family. And now I have, like, an entire, like, community of, like, hundreds of people calling me Meg all the time. It's weird. So now I'm called Meg more than Megan. So maybe I'm just finally getting on board. I don't know.
A new leaf.
A new leaf.
If you felt that too in podcast land, let me know. I was like, yes. I was just taken aback by that.
She was like, hold up. But yes, guys, it feels like it has been so long since we recorded. We were off for a couple of weeks because of Go Wild DC. We have our amazing patrons in the building for our monthly live episode. We just thought that this would be the perfect episode to welcome us back from wild. And obviously, we want our patrons in the building so we can talk all things Go Wild. So.
Yay! Go. Jeanette said it was great meeting y'all at Go Wild. It was great meeting you too. We got to meet so many of y'all, and it was so much fun.
We did. It was amazing. It was so, so amazing. Obviously, like, we appreciate all of our listeners, but especially our patrons. Like, y'all have truly been with us since day one, so many of y'all. And getting to see so many of y'all in person for the first time was amazing. Like, we got to meet Laura in person at Go Wild. And
a day Laura, one?
Literally day one. Like, literally probably, like, our first five patrons. How crazy is that?
Yeah. How crazy. So wild. So, wow. Nice. I'm glad we finally got to meet. It's so surreal. It's so surreal because literally a day one, they're rocking with us and believed in us. So, yeah. We love you, Laura.
Yes. And guys, I know some of y'all were at Go Wild who's in the chat. So definitely chime in about your Go Wild experiences. We're going to have some questions from Instagram at the second half of the show. I want you guys to chime in and join us and talk about and answer the questions as well in the chat, and we will definitely read them on the show. And if anybody's looking to join our amazing Patreon crew, head on over to plannersandwine.com or patreon.com/plannersandwine.
Yes, yep. We literally have the best community, period.
Period.
I'm not biased at all.
Nope, not biased.
It's just a fact.
100% objective. Yep. Anyway, but yeah, let's get into this Go Wild recap. So I feel like the easiest way to do this was to just do like day by day. So let's talk about our experience. So obviously we did not get there on day one of Go Wild. We got there a couple of days early. We got to DC on Tuesday. Wanted to get there early so we could do a little bit of sightseeing because obviously there is so much to see in DC. And we went to the National Museum of African American History. I believe is a exact name. I've been giving the name mess up. Yes. I call it the Museum of African American History National. Yeah. So yeah, we went there on day one.
It's on brand for Black people because I was calling it the Black Museum.
Well, oh, my grandma. They know what we're talking about.
They knew exactly what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm. It's the National Museum of African American History and Culture.
And culture. Thank you. I knew there was a C at the end. I could not remember what the C meant. So thank
you. And it was lit. It was so like.
Yep.
I don't want to say emotional, but I guess emotional is a good word for it. Like, it's moments. Just so immersive.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's not that long ago, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's not that far removed. It's not like we're talking about a Roman Empire. Like, it's just so amazing to see like how Black history, like you can't tell American history without explaining mm-hmm. the Black experience in America too. So it's yep. just,
yeah.
The only thing I wish it was some kind of like one way, because I just kept running into people and literally. I was getting mad.
Literally. But you know what? I think maybe they did that intentionally because it was kind of more conducive of you making the experience like what you wanted to make it. Like if there were mm-hmm. parts that you didn't actually want to focus on, it was really easy to not if you didn't want to. And honestly, going into it, I expected it to be way heavier than what it was. Don't mm-hmm. get me wrong, it was definitely heavy, but there was a lot of balance. In For every sure. single moment in our history, they were able to show something good and something that makes you feel good and something that made you feel a little bit better from going through like such dark times, like to be able to see that, like, yes, you know, the history of Black people in this country has a lot of darkness in it, unfortunately, but there's a reason why we kept on moving forward and we kept on striving mm-hmm. forward. Like, we still had joy. We still had some happiness, some levity in our lives. Even in the darkest times, we were always able to find something good in every single situation, which is just so our people. So, yeah. I love it.
Yeah. I definitely agree. I feel like it was digestible, but not watered down.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
you got the real, but I could take Ashton to this and yeah. he could understand it too.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate that. Cause sometimes like it is like, oh, you know, it was a bad time, mm-hmm. but you know, the slaves were happy kind of thing when you go to some of these events. And it was not like that.
What? No.
Yeah. Like, exactly. Yeah, it was not like that at all.
No, like they like our people when they were going through the period of being enslaved, we were able to find joy and happiness in the circumstances. The circumstances themselves did not lend to that yeah. whatsoever. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? It was really through our determination to find things that, you know, made life still worth living in some type of way. J-Bay, I want you to chime in too, because when I tell y'all, I feel like J-Bay read every single word in that museum.
And fast.
Like, and fast. And he left us several times.
Yes.
So I want you to chime in.
Are you sure? I feel like I just would like walk down the awkward like side tunnels and then like I'd pop out ahead of y'all. And I was like, wow, I spent a lot of time reading in there.
I feel like you left, however you digested it, I feel like you digested it in a way that it probably like stuck with you. Way yeah. more, you know what I'm saying?
I was like, I would stop and I just wanted to like have one thing that I read that I understood off of each wall that like mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I can move on because someone spent time here yep. to like put this together.
There we go. So considerate always.
It's so beautifully put together too.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And just like flowing into the different eras and time periods was just magnifique.
It was seamless. It was absolutely mm-hmm. seamless. But yeah, so and then later on that night we went to a like a private karaoke place where they have like karaoke rooms, and we got like food and drinks served into a room. Guys, that was something out of a movie. That was so fun. If you ran into me later on in the week, that night is why I did not have a voice for the rest of the week, because it was lit. It was really lit. I have zero regrets. I do it again. I do it again.
I cannot believe it. It was a really good time. I'm glad we got that time. Was that the same day?
Yeah, it was Tuesday. We did a lot on Tuesday.
Wow.
We were just go, go, go.
We did a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I legit spent like 3 hours in the airport before we even got together. Like,
y'all, my flight got there so early.
I think I got there before 8 that morning. It got there so early.
Literally. Julie said Meg was belting those. That's the only way I know how to sing, Julie. That's the only way. It's just to go in. You know what I'm saying?
What song do you think took you out, though?
We Belong Together by Mariah Carey. It was definitely that song. It was a rap. That's a good it was a rap. Melody. I felt it when I was singing. I was like, I'm about to lose my voice, but I don't care.
A classic.
But yeah. Okay, so that was Tuesday. Wednesday was cool because in the morning, you know, some of our friends were helping out with Shop Summit, which was amazing. We heard, but we did not go to Shop Summit. Me, Myra, and J-Bay just kind of slept in, which was much needed after Tuesday. And just hung out, talked about lots of planners and wine things. So Wednesday morning was definitely great for that. I kind of needed that little break from the action because we did the absolute most on Tuesday.
Damn, we should get a selfie from that meeting.
I know, but we got a few selfies with us and J-Bay, so it's fine.
Yeah, I'm just lying.
Just to prove to Laura that we actually worked.
it was work. Right. We definitely did work. We definitely did. Lay out some things, so I'm really excited for Planners and Wines future.
Yeah,
it's y'all ain't ready.
Mm-mm. Danny gonna say the only reason my voice survived is because I started lip syncing. Why you ain't tell nobody? See, this is my problem with Danny. He don't be telling nobody nothing.
Same. I did the same.
Y'all don't be telling nobody nothing. The music
is so freaking loud.
The music was super loud. You can lip sync. I feel like this was a plot against me because now Julie chiming in. Y'all are haters. Y'all are haters. Y'all wanted me to lose my voice. It's a wrap. It's fine.
And you were drinking ice water. You're not supposed to drink cold water.
Literally. It was. I think I was set up, but it's okay. We're going to talk about that in the bonus.
I thought you knew.
Girl, clearly not. It's fine. I can't sing like that. Lord didn't tell me nothing.
Yeah, oh, I learned from Drag Race.
We're going to literally talk, but it's fine. See, that's the problem. You know what? It's my fault because I don't watch Drag Race.
Yep. I keep trying to tell you.
Yep, you do. You do. But anyway, Wednesday, once Danny and Julie were free, we went on a monument tour in this really cool electric vehicle. It was definitely a little bit chillier on Wednesday than what we expected. We were not totally prepared for that, and it was very windy in the electric car, but it was honestly amazing. Our tour guide, Nick, shout out to Nick, was insane. Like, he knew every single detail about everything. Like, there's so much thought that was put into, you know, how the monuments are positioned, what's a monument versus a memorial, like the history behind so much. It was great. I love that tour. It was amazing.
Yeah. Nick did his thing. I had to switch seats because I basically was in the clown car and one of the seats. I don't know why it's a huge difference.
I don't either.
The seats. But I had to sit up front because I was in there like.
But the wind was better where you were. It was worse in the front. So at least that was my perspective.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like the wind got a little bit better once I moved to the back.
Yeah, so. I'm sorry. Meg had to get in the back a lot because she's much shorter.
Yeah, okay. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that too. Because I don't feel like I should be punished for my genetics of being short. Like, because first of all, Uber XL should not be called Uber XL. It's really an Uber Medium. Because those cars were just barely.
Uber L.
They were just barely. And, like, the third row in a lot of those Uber XLs was so tiny and ridiculous. I barely made it out several times. Like, at one point, like, my legs were literally on fire because the front was so tight. And I was just like, we got to upgrade. So luckily we started getting the Uber XLs. I mean, not the Uber Blacks.
Uber Blacks, yeah.
Because those are actually big enough for, like, a group of people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Laura. Uber XL is totally a scam.
It's a scam.
Totally a scam.
Ain't nothing and XL about is, it.
It say, like, 6 to 8.
Where?
Ain't no way.
Grown people or toddlers?
Toddlers.
Because ain't we no are grown-sized people, okay?
Ain't no way.
It was so tight. So, yeah. So that was a good learning experience because now we know, like, when it's all of us together, it's Uber Black or bust. Because I
Yeah, we just got to pay the premium price.
I cannot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, luckily, wherever we went wasn't too far. Like, I don't think any of our car rides was more than, like, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was lucky. But 15 minutes when you're uncomfortable is, like, 15 hours.
Literally. Yeah. And it was one, I think, one of the last Uber XLs we got in where Laura was, like, on the phone or she was distracted. So, she got in, and she got in, like, the second row. And I said, Laura, what are you doing? You small. You better get in the back. But it was too late. It was too late. I was already in the back. I was like, girl. I was pressed. Man. I was so pressed. But yeah, Uber XL, total scam. Uber Black, if you got more than four people with you, for real, for real. That's a pro tip for go out in any trip.
For sure.
I can't.
But our tour was a good time.
The tour was amazing. The tour was like, Julie said she was getting yelled at for not getting the Uber fast. Now, Julie, when you stop and take like a 2 to 3 minute photo op with people.
That man was about to leave us.
He was about to leave us. Literally about to leave us. Laura said EC store ride was a struggle. Oh, how far was the EC store? Yeah,
that's what I was gonna ask. How far was it?
Because I can only imagine. Because we didn't end up making it to the EC store. We really just, like, we went to a few, like, we went to the Little Words Project store on Thursday, and we'll get to that. But it was, like, super, super close. So, yeah, we would not have made it through any longer. And luckily, the airport, I think DCA, was, what, like a 20-minute drive, 25-minute drive? Something like that.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all.
Mm-mm. It was not bad at all. So, let's see. What else happened on Wednesday? Okay, so Wednesday we went on the tour, and then we went for dinner that night. We went to this place called Barcelona. It's like a wine bar where they serve, like, tapas? I'm not sure how to pronounce that. But, you know, it's basically, like, appetizers, and you just get a bunch of them. And it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Yeah. The wine was good.
It was not filling for me, so we definitely ordered some wings later on that night. Yeah, I need a meal.
I didn't see anything on the menu that I liked.
Yeah, it was good though, but it just wasn't enough food for how much it cost. So yeah. I need a meal. I know that about
myself. Got wings that stained my nails. I'm just now kind of getting that wing stain off of my nails.
But they were good.
They were good. It was worth it.
And you needed it because you didn't eat anything at the wine bar. So you need them wings too.
I had a sangria.
Sangria.
It's R in there.
It's a G too. Oh my God. Girl.
It was good. I had the red one. It was so good.
Oh my gosh. Kirsten says she only took a Lyft for her flight on Sunday, but other than that, she took the Metro and it was great. Okay.
Very cool. I'm too scared. I've realized that I am not a city folk. I am not a city girl. I am a suburban queen.
Literally.
Cannot do city life.
I think I would take the Metro in DC, New York. I mean, TikTok has just scarred me for life over the things that go on and are on the New York Metro. So I don't think I can hang when it comes to the subways in New York. But
and the fact that it's just so normal.
It's so normal. Like, oh, it's a rat.
Yeah, as I'm sleeping, just crawling on me.
Y'all, that TikTok. Okay, anyway, we don't have time. But...
We'll share it in the show notes.
We'll share it in the show notes because scarred for life. Okay, so Thursday was the first official day of Go Wild. So Thursday is when registration took place. That was a pretty much all day event from like 11 to 7. People were in and out. There were, you know, activations from like Laurel Denise, Callie Danielle. Was it Callie Danielle? Yeah, Callie Danielle, Moxie Life, EC, a whole bunch of different
Zebra
stuff.
Zebra. New.
Yes. Lots of places to take pictures. The llama was walking around. Like, that is when you could really, like, start to feel, like, the energy for the actual Go Wild event start to build. And me and Myra and J-Bay got to do a live in the Llama Lounge, also a live on the Wild for Planners IG page, just talking to people, seeing if they were excited for Go Wild. Obviously, everybody was super, super excited. And that was fun. I had a lot of fun at registration. I think we were there for maybe, like, 2 hours or so. But yeah, I love the setup of registration and how, like I said, it's in and out. You can come when you want to.
Yeah, yeah, I loved it. I love the setup. I love Moxie Life setup, like the arches, like as soon as you walk in, that was really cool. Laura Denise had a really cool one with like Team This, Team Spirals on her background. That was cool too.
And the swing. Yeah.
And this, yeah, with the swing. Mm-hmm. And I love that Zebra like had an option to buy like pens and markers and, you know, all of their products from there, from yes. them. That was really cool. They was giving away something, Zebra. I don't think we got a chance to get that, though. It was, like, in a box. If y'all know what it was.
It was, like, a little starter pack of pens or something like that. Yeah. And honestly, like, you could have bought pretty much everything that was on the Zebra tables on Friday. You probably could have purchased. I think they were all available there. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, it's going to cost you, you know, a couple hundred dollars. But it's worth it because the stuff was amazing. And we did shop a little bit. And one thing I missed about Go Out last year was not having some type of shopping option. Because, you know, when we had went to CPC, that was our first planner conference. There was, like, a whole, like, shopping room. So I kind of wanted that because, you know, we there to spend money. Period. So I was happy that we were able to shop a little bit and Go Wild, but I would definitely love to see more like shopping options in the future.
Yeah, I hope more businesses do that, and hopefully Zebra comes back because yeah, I love that little case that we got. Were they markers or pens?
The click art markers. They're like pen markers.
Yeah,
it's like
I just like the case.
The markers had a baby. Yes, the case is so good. The case is so good. Yep. Yeah, so yeah, the welcome party was, I mean, not the welcome party, but the registration was amazing. And then we move on to the KAD welcome party and karaoke. Myra and J-Bay killed it at karaoke. And I was so mad because we actually missed J-Bay's because he was literally first.
Literally first.
We had no idea. We had no idea he was going to be first.
I'm a show opener.
Period. But I have seen video footage, and he tore it up just like he did last year. Period.
Every Jamie year,
he's consistent.
Yeah, and shout out to the I don't know if they get a new person every time. I'm assuming he may be local.
Yeah,
but what was his DJ name? It's a pun. I have to look it up.
Yeah.
But he was really, really nice because I actually missed my call, and when I went up there and told him, he was like, "Oh, you can go up next." I go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Period. But
yeah. Thank you.
I love that because I swear last year I think you just got dropped to the bottom of the list or something like that. But yeah, it was amazing. Myra absolutely killed it as well. She did It On Them by Nicki Minaj. Oh my God. That was so fun. And hyping you up without a voice was truly an experience, but I still think I did a decent job. I think I did a decent job.
Yes, you did. So absolutely amazing. It was so, so much fun. And a lot of people are like, oh my God, I could never. It's like, do y'all think I could rap? I can't rap. I can't sing. Just get up there and have a good time. Like, nobody's judging you.
Nobody, that's the thing. Especially, I mean, we can't speak for, like, literally every karaoke place on earth. There might be some judgment from some strangers. But at the welcome party, it is a 100% judgment-free zone.
Yeah.
The only reason I judge people is for their song choice. But not for your skills. Your singing skills will not get you judged, but your song choice might get you a little judged. But that's just not me. And I'm going to be nice about it. I'm not going to say nothing to you. I'm not going to blast you. I'm going to just be thinking in my head, why did they pick that song? But I really didn't have a lot of it. Go ahead, JP.
That's why Myra killed it, because everyone was singing along and rapping. And I was like, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
And mind you, I lip sync half the song. Because, and whoever got something to say about Lizzo, I do not like you. That lady sings, play the flute, and puts on the show.
How?
That is freaking hard.
How?
It's freaking hard. And I was just running around back and forth. There was no choreo at
being
all.
Being on stage performing is absolutely exhausting. Like, I mean, it just makes no sense how exhausting. Yeah. Like, one song is exhausting. I have no idea how Lizzo, Beyonce, all the people, how do they do that for like two and a half hours?
You I have never. To be physically fit.
I could you have never.
To. You have to train for it.
Mm-mm. Too much.
All I did was practice the lyrics.
Too much.
But yeah, it still was a good time.
You did great. But like, yeah, everybody was great.
Up there. Yeah. Yeah. Just next year, if you go again, or, you know, if it's your first time next year, get up there
mm-hmm.
and have fun.
So much fun. And I love the way that they did the sign-up sheet this year, too. I believe it was like a Google form or something like that.
That's probably how we got to the top of the list, Jay, because we clicked on that ASAP.
I know. There we go. Like, that's probably immediately sign up.
And you know what? Last year, it was like a paper list, and it felt like it just went on forever and ever and ever. So I love that the Wild team utilized Google Forms and stuff like that, like digital sign-ups and stuff as much as possible, because I feel like it made it so much smoother. And even like on the karaoke screen, like it showed like what song and what person was coming up next. Like the next five people were already queued up.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
And I wish I could find that guy's name, because I don't know if y'all local, but hire that man. He was so good. He knew the song. Sometimes like you get people that don't really know like different genres of music. He knew every song that was selected.
Kendra said, oh, she told me what song she was doing, and I was like, oh, we turn it up for real. Period. I was like, oh, Myra, you making a statement. Oh, let's go.
It was for the Slytherins in the room. Literally. And he was a Hufflepuff. The DJ was a Hufflepuff, and he
And he shouted us out, because he was like, you almost got bumped just for that. Love it. I love him. Oh, and oh my gosh, how could I forget? Obviously, before the welcome party, we had our Patreon meetup at one of the hotel bars, and it was so good to see you guys and hang out with you guys. Like, that was one of the times that I really hated that I missed I lost my voice, because I really couldn't interact as much as I wanted to, because I was literally running on fumes by that point also. But yeah, it was just so fun to hang out with you guys and just talk and connect with y'all. And I mean, so many of y'all like told us like how much you love the show, what the show has done for y'all, how much y'all appreciated all of our hard work. And it just meant everything. Shout out to Patrice and the insanely sweet gift. She gave us our cups and wine.
Yeah, we cried.
So literally. I love it.
Well, actually, nobody seen that, so that didn't happen.
Well, you just cut that part out, JB. Don't really. Do not cut it out. But yeah,
it was so nice. Really
appreciate. So shout out to you, Patrice. I'm crazy.
Yeah, we love you for that. That was so, so sweet.
So nice. So, so nice. Cindy said that was the best way to kick off the formal activities, because that's where I met people. Yes. So.
Okay. So every year?
Every year on Thursday. Every year on Thursday. Because I think that's a really great point, Cindy, because so many of y'all were able to connect with each other. Mm-hmm. Obviously, find people that you instantly had something in common with, Planners and Wine, and you had people to hang out with after that. So. Yeah, Thursday is the move moving forward.
And we had a shot. So, you know, it really got you to feel free. The shot was good, but we going to fight the bartender.
We going to fight, y'all. I knew, because I wasn't trying to cheap y'all out, I promise. But I knew I was getting like 20 shots. Mm-hmm. So I was like, bottom shelf. Y'all, he gave us Patron.
That Wilson was a start. Said, this is as low as our shelves go.
Literally, which is a lie. Which is not correct.
Oh my God. That was the beginning of our issues with that damn bar.
Yeah, for sure. Kendra said, did y'all post the group picture? Yes, the group picture is in the Facebook group. So just scroll through the Facebook group from like a week ago. Myra posted it like on Sunday or Monday, something like that.
Yeah, I'll pin it to the top, so it'll be in feature. But it was smooth. Mm-hmm. That shot was smooth.
It was amazing.
It was amazing. I hope y'all enjoyed it.
Because honestly, I was going to get us another round, and I was like, hey, before I order another round, I was like, how much do these cost? Yeah, when he talked, I was like, oh, never mind. I was like, never mind.
You should have, like, sir.
Anyway, thank you, Laura. I'm glad it was the smoothest Patron shot ever. Everybody was saying, oh, look, it's so smooth. I thought it had been watered down or something like that, but no.
Mm-mm. It wasn't.
It was premium.
Also, that's a 2023 exclusive. We was not prepared for that. So if you didn't make it, I'm sorry. It's not going to be a 2024.
Because next time, I'm going to be like, how much is it? Okay?
Anyway. We was in the moment. It's fine.
We love y'all.
Yeah.
Cindy said we tried to get the same shot again before playing Gemma, and it was not the same. Not they ran out of Patron on us. They ran out.
He played us.
What's up with that?
I don't think that hotel was prepared for. They must have thought, oh, planners, they're going to be civilized.
I don't think any hotel is prepared for going. No. Out.
And I'm sure the WoW team let them know, like, you know, you're going to be getting calls. Our people is wild. It's called Go Wild.
Go Wild.
But when they hear, like, oh, it's a planner conference.
Wrong. Laura said, I'll throw some money on the books for next year if needed. Yeah, well, let's just start a GoFundMe. Okay? For all of us to drink next year, Go Wild.
We don't get canceled. Like, not Planners of Wild have a GoFundMe for their
Patreon. For alcohol and Go Wild.
Oh my god.
Okay, moving on to Friday. That was our first day of speakers. Friday, and obviously Friday is like the sponsored swag table day as well. Y'all, those swag tables this year were, I mean, they were amazing. These sponsors really went all in. Like I told you, like for the zebra table, everything they had on display to sell was literally on the table for one person. Mm-hmm. Like, so the zebra people, like, they really, really they showed make it out. Rain. They yeah. made it rain. I sat at the Once More of Love table with Danny. We absolutely love that table. Such good, cute washi stickers. It had stuff from, like, Simply Gilded, One Ton and a Million. It was, like, a whole, like, you know, smorgasbord of different planner stuff. So if you wanted just all the planner items, that was a great table to sit at. Myra and J-Bay.
Let me show my table.
Hold okay. Now you gotta show it.
Drum roll, please.
Y'all, can you believe it's still in the plastic?
Yeah, I haven't opened it yet.
Oh my gosh, y'all. That I'm table. Still gagged. So gag. So that table was sponsored by Llama Love, which is a person in the planner community who just donated a bunch of money to deck out a couple of tables. And her tables were absolute. That table had the Crickets. She had another table that had like the little mini printers. Mm-hmm. It was like Canon Ivies or some other little mini printer. Absolutely amazing. So generous. So sweet of her to do that. Like, shout out to you. That was amazing.
Yeah, that was amazing. I feel like she must have heard that episode.
She said, like, beer. She was like, bet. Oh, you think you're not going to get a Cricket? She said, somebody done told you wrong.
The only thing, I'm still sad. I had to leave the box because it didn't fit in my suitcase, but it's still, the joy still made it. It was right on time. So shout out again to Llama Love because I literally was talking with y'all. Like, I have a Cricut Explorer, but it's big. It stays up on top of my bookshelf, so I really don't get it down. This can literally stay at my desk.
Yes, so cute.
Yeah, I live. High key was going to ask you, do you want to sell yours? But here I am.
Period. I probably would have. But you know what? Now, one, you don't have to pay for it. And two, I'll get to learn how to use mine via you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and like, not only just the Cricut, like when I say starter pack, like I have everything. A carrying case, yep. All the utensils. Is that what it's called? Tools. I think tools is a better word for it.
Yep.
Vinyl, transfer, like everything to get started. Yeah, everything. Literally.
So good. So sweet. Like we need to run that back next year. Llama Love, if you listening. Hey girl.
I won't sit there again. Let somebody else have it.
Maybe, yeah, for sure. Because you got one. But yeah, who knows? Next year it might be some other new Cricut machine. There, but that's just, you just never know what you're gonna get at Go Wild, and like the generosity of this community is just unmatched.
It's unmatched. Danny's blinging, so now I have to bling mine.
Well, who gonna bling mine?
Apparently, Danny is blinging Julie's.
So you can bling mine.
How did I decide?
Julie, oh my gosh. Myra's like, get somebody else to do it. Let's do a class. There you go. Julie said, let's set up a class and we can just bling together.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I love that. For just sure. Tell me what to get. Perfect. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Sally said then next year there will be a crowd mobbing the Lumma Love table. I mean, that's not a bad table to mob, but honestly, there were no bad tables. Like, no tea table was amazing. I was like, VJ, I was like, please sponsor more tables, because she only sponsored one this year just to kind of get started and get her feet wet. I hope she sponsors more, because her table was so lit. It filled up so quick. Who else had really Laurel Denise table? You got her new undated planner. So jealous. It was so good. So many cute things on her table. EC's tables were cute. They had a bunch of them. Happy Planner had a bunch of tables as well, mm-hmm. with some new stuff on it. Yeah, Plum Paper had a good table.
Yes, it was a lot did. Of them too. Yeah, there was mm-hmm. literally no bad seat in the house. Mm-mm. Simply Gilded did well as well. This is just stuff we saying off the top of our heads, y'all. Mm-hmm. So if y'all was at a lit table, just, you know,
we can't remember all of them
on YouTube. Yeah, we can't. Yeah, and it's not just because we're not saying that it wasn't good. Like, everybody was good. It was lit.
It was really lit. Planner Kate's table was good. Gooseby Twins table. Yeah, like, mm-hmm. the list goes on and on, guys. Like, trust me, next year, like, don't fret over what table you're going to end up at, because there are so many options, and so many of the bigger brands sponsor a lot of tables too. So there's never mm-hmm. going to be just one Happy Planner or one EC table or one Zebra table. There's going to be a bunch of those for sure. Yeah. It's just with the smaller shops, obviously what they're able to do is just not as vast as some of these bigger companies. So there might only sponsor one or two tables, but it was not a bad seat in the house. Everyone was really, really great.
Yeah. Only thing I hope is that maybe Go Wild is closer to an EC release. Because I don't know. I haven't been before. Maybe Julie could chime in on that. But maybe they can drop some of their, you know, newer releases on the table. Because that would be really cool.
If I was getting a life planner at my table, like a brand new one, like for the next year, I would absolutely sit at the EC table. Yep. That's what I want. The bar is high. Like, I want a life planner.
And a new bag, because apparently mm-hmm. they in EC is in their bag right now.
They are in their bags. The bags are good.
Really good.
The bags are good. And we'll talk about that next episode. But back to Go Wild. Okay, so speakers for Friday. We had Angel Trinidad from Passion Planner. We had Amy Tangerine. We had Sierra from Moxie Life. We had Darian from Moxie Life. We had Kristen from KAD with Planner Pursuit. And then we had Alex L. Y'all, stacked. So good. I feel like Angel was the perfect person to start out the day, because she just got everybody just so excited to be there with her cute story and her cute pictures of her family and just how far Passion Planner has come. She even talked about like what they have been able to do for their employees and benefits they offer. They're moving towards a 4-day work week next year. Hello, Angel. Are y'all hiring? Because that's what I
work
need.
Remote. Because I know she and Callie. Can we work remote?
So good.
We would love to work with y'all. 4 days? Yes, please.
So good. Love it. Christy said Angel was so motivating and empowering. And we got to talk to pretty much all the speakers for the most part backstage. She was so sweet and just so positive. And she promised that she would be back to Go Wild, that maybe Passion Planner can sponsor some tables. I threw that out there to her as well.
Mm-hmm. I want to pass was asking all the hard hitting questions for sure.
You know, I had to hold people mm-hmm. accountable and get them on film. Yes, you're coming back, and yes, you're sponsoring the table. So good. Julie said, I enjoyed Angel so much. I ordered 2 planners when I got home. I can't.
I ordered one too.
Y'all, we've been going planner crazy. Because when you like people, you get to meet them, you get to hear their story, it makes you want to support their brand, literally. Mm-hmm. So I hope that like people like Angel, CEOs of like these planner companies, and so I hope they know how valuable their presence is at Go Wild, because we see you, we meet you, we like you, we want to support you, and we will. Period.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely, yeah.
I'm just saying. And then Danny said the queer representation for me. Yes.
Period. Yeah.
Period. Let's see. And then we had Amy Tangerine. She had like a journaling workshop, which was so cute. She is always mm-hmm. just so fun. And I love that both her and Angel like stuck around for the entirety of Go Wild. So that was just so cool to see them. They didn't just come just to be there for their part. Like, they really wanted to be a part of the event, and they were. And it was just so fun to just have them there and just to see them just walking around randomly. See them enjoying other speakers and stuff was so cool.
Oh, my God. I know we're skipping ahead, but Amy's reaction to Renee.
Stand.
That was it for me.
Period. Period. I was like, Amy, we right here. Amy, we right here.
She's like, going catch nuts. Me. This cannot she be could, real.
She was so happy and excited.
So happy.
Just like we were. Just like we were. Oh my gosh. Let's see. So then we had Sierra from Moxie Life and also Darian from Moxie Life. So Sierra talked a lot about her journey, her childhood, her upbringing. And I mean, I just can't even describe how brave it is to like get up on that stage in front of 1,000 people and talk about some of your hardest moments in life. Like, mm-hmm. kudos to Sierra for doing that. It was absolutely amazing. She is fantastic. I hope that Moxie Life is a continuous presence at Go Wild moving forward, because that was a moment. That was a moment. I absolutely loved her part.
Yeah. It was so amazing. So mm-hmm. amazing. Y'all know we love Sierra over here.
We love Sierra.
And we love Moxie Life. And I'm glad that a lot of people at Wild was, introduced to the power of Moxie. So
me too. Me too.
Such a good moment.
Such a good moment. And then we had Darian, which Darian is so amazing. She did like a whole like digital presentation of like digital planning with like on the screen. That was so neat. That was so neat, so innovative. She shouted us out a couple times. Y'all know that's our girl. I would absolutely love for that to be, because we talked about it afterwards, about her part being like a breakout session for Wild Crop maybe mm-hmm. next year. So people could like bring their digital planners, bring their iPads and stuff like that, and do like a whole like digital planning, like walkthrough or something with her. That would be insane for Wild Crop next year. So Wild Team, I know y'all listening. Just saying.
Yeah. I'm going to have to say it. I miss Darian.
Okay, so during our backstage interviews, Myra, as the returning champ of Planner Pursuit, had to do, like, a Planner Pursuit, like, get it together meeting. So she, unfortunately, was not there for the backstage interview with Darian, but her presence was definitely very missed. And you had to represent Planners of Wine on this stage. You had to get into Slytherin mode, which you definitely were. And Planner Pursuit.
I high key still think I would, but
I mean, I'm just saying the votes are there for you to win.
And I had several people come up to me said that the election was rigged. Ooh, but it's fine.
It's fine.
They was like, nah, you had the point.
I just want to mention that the night before, Myra was like, I don't know Jeopardy rules. I'm not going to be good at this. And then immediately the first question, she's like, she didn't ask what is.
And then she buzzed in and did it and took the girl's point. To Kayla's point. Shout out to Kayla. She was such a good sport.
She's so sweet.
Playing it with Kay. She was such a good sport. And because the first time it was cute. When you did it to me the second time, I would have been like, oh, you need to post up. Because you're not saying that you taking my point.
Here's the gag. Because y'all know, like, we had our little meeting before. And I was talking to Kayla like, hey, I'm not familiar with Jeopardy. And she's like, yeah, me either. I always get tripped up with asking the questions. Like, yeah, me too. Like, we had a whole conversation about it. So that's mm-hmm. what makes it even more funnier. Because she did it. And I was like, I need the point.
And she told us that. She told us that she was the person backstage reminding people not to do that. And then she did it on her first two questions that she got. And then Myra took them. Me and Danny was dying. Me and Danny probably died and came back to life in that moment. It was so funny.
That's how I got on the board. I was still it was so on good. Brand.
It was so good. It was so good. To end the day, we had Alex L. She is a author. And she had a really amazing session. It was like a nice, like kind of like calming vibe, because we did like some like exercises with partners at the table. We got a little bit emotional, but I liked it. I think it was maybe not a little bit, maybe a lot emotional. But for me, it was a nice kind of balancing moment. And honestly, it just made me really grateful to be there because some people don't like crying. Some people definitely don't like crying in public. I love a good cry. Sometimes I need a good cry. And Alex L. will get you that good cry. She will get you that good cry.
I had a reputation to uphold, my Slytherin reputation, so I just was not appreciative of, like, boohoo crying day one.
And day two.
And day two. I was an emotional wreck this whole weekend, but it was good.
It was a combination of, like, fatigue and not eating enough and being extremely tired and running all over the place like chickens with our heads cut off. And then the emotional stuff on top of it. Yeah, it was a lot. We weren't prepared.
Yeah, I've never seen exercise though. It was amazing. I was paired up with J-Bay. It was. I'm sorry if I kept crying.
No, we didn't even last. Like it was like we were supposed to do it for 60 seconds. It was 10 seconds, and we were both crying.
We didn't make it. Danny said a little emotional. The table was wet. The table was
soaking wet.
And honestly, Danny, being partnered up with Danny, first of all, I knew it was going to be so unserious because Danny is the most unserious person I've ever met in my life. But we had our moments as well where, I mean, he didn't let himself cry because of his makeup, but he kept it in. You could see the tears and I just let it flow. But it was one of the exercises. It was so hard not to comfort. That was the hardest.
That's what I struggle with because I am an affirming kind of person. Mm-hmm. Like I do this a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, y'all know, but that was really hard. I was really trying to hold back and not do that.
Yes. Yes, exactly. It was so, so hard. Kirsten said her podcast and books are amazing. Jeanette did not expect to be emotional either. Chrissy said it was an emotional roller coaster. It's understatement. Crystal said tissue boxes should be at every table next year. Yes, for real. Yeah. Like, can we get Kleenex?
Was at our table sponsor? Day two.
Literally, we need Kleenex to sponsor because, and this is just day one. So
yeah, that's just day one,
right?
Just day one.
Yeah, and Kendra said that she couldn't fully participate with Alex. She wasn't ready. That's totally fair, and I know a lot of people felt like that.
Yeah, a lot of people felt that. Yeah,
I know a lot of people felt like that. Which is again, is just something to say that like. Everything is not for everybody in that moment. Yes. And just because you're not at that moment at the time, and some people are, that's totally okay. That is totally, totally okay. I felt like everybody was very like kind and loving, even if they weren't in that space, to just leave space for people who, you know, like us, who were just ready for the waterworks to flow. So
yeah.
Danny said table make gifts for now are just tissues. That's actually a great table make gift.
High key. Okay. So, I mean, before we get into the next part, do we want to take a break real quick?
Yeah, we'll take a break and we will come back for the next day of speakers and get into the questions. Bye. All right, guys. So we are back and let's talk about day two of speakers, which is day three of the total go out. Never mind, sorry. We need to talk about Wild Crop. Let's go back.
We have to talk about Wild Crop. It's so much that happens, y'all, at Wild. It's a lot to keep up with.
It is. So yeah. Wild Crop was really fun. So the first like 2 hours of Wild Crop is like we were all in the big ballroom again, just sat everywhere, you know, wherever we wanted to sit. And we just did like some group crafts together. One was with Sweet Kawaii. We made keychains with Tisia Royer. And then we did mini albums with Amber from Damask Love. And also, Do the Right Thing with Christine.
Oh, yes. It was two hours?
Yeah, that was like the first 2 hours. That was from like 7 to like 8:30.
Wow.
Yeah. It just flies.
It does. And you know what? Honestly, yeah. I love that part because I feel like we all kind of needed of like a mellow moment. Yeah. It was way more chill than literally everything else. So that would have been a great time for people to bring in food or whatever they wanted to just chill with their friends, hang out. It was really the first time that we all got to like sit together and just talk. So yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it really was. And I learned how to make a booklet, which is so kind of random to learn how to make that. But it was very common and very cool. And, you know, it was just like crafting with friends, basically.
You're right. You're right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right, Danny. So the Do the Right Thing with Christine, that was when we made little cards, like postcards. We like design postcards. With
Zebra. Oh, yeah. I didn't that finish
that. Was really that. Nice. I love mine. It was so it was cute. Yes, it was awesome to hang out with Amber. She was great. She was giving out.
She was printers. So amazing.
Mm-hmm. She just has such a great personality.
She does. She's just refreshing. Mm-hmm. She is just really refreshing. A good time. And boy, was they about to hunt her down for them free printers.
I wanted one, even though I already have one. But it's just something about somebody giving something away.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? And winning something like, oh, the room was going crazy.
They were. The room was going nuts, including us. Yes. So then at about 9:15, that's when they had the crop breakouts. So this is where if people had like signed up on the app to be in a specific breakout room, that is where you went. So me and J-Bay went to the Once More With Love one. Y'all, I just really just doubled down on Once More With Love. And go wild because I just wanted all the washi. And I got all the washi, so I was super happy. But her breakout was very cute. We had lots of fun in there. We hung out with Cynthia, which was amazing. And then Danny and Julie and Myra went to Tisa's to bling a pin. And that was so cute. I love Tisa. I'm a little jealous because I just wanted to be around her. But I love it. I'm glad Danny y'all went.
Just finished his recently.
It's so cute.
Not the bad. It is so cute. It's really cute. And we got two pins. So you still have enough to finish another project too. And
nice.
Yeah. And one of my table mates gave me their gem tech, this glue, because I'm out. Nice. This is actually empty. So she's like, oh, you can have another. So now I have two. And she gave us a big size like this.
That is so nice.
So sweet.
I love that.
So sweet.
I love how they did the signups for the wild crop. You basically had to be on the app at a certain time, and if you weren't able to get in any of the like more specific breakout rooms, like Tisa or Once More With Love, they had like basically an open room that was for everybody who wasn't able, because those spots, you know, obviously like Hell of a Plan, the wrong one, the debt-free panel one, all these only had like a certain number of spots, so there just was not the room for everybody to be in one of those. But they had like a big general one. That one had a DJ, which I thought was super fun, and two was giving away hella stuff in that one. So for anybody who was kind of fretting over being in that one because you felt like you weren't a part of it or something, that one turned out to be very, very lit from my understanding. And people got a lot of good stuff. Just saying.
I mean, crafting with a full-ass DJ and giveaways. I mean, like you weren't losing.
No,
you weren't losing. And I think a lot of people were freaking out thinking that they were losing. But yeah, like you said, it was lit. And I'm sure everybody had a very good time there.
Agreed. Jeanette said, I'd love to have more crop breakouts to have a chance to connect in a smaller group setting. I agree. Because I mean, like the crop, and then I forgot, Simply Gilded's had like 200 people. Ours had like 100. You guys had 100. Most of them had about 100. I think Run Grunge was the smallest with 40. I think more with like a 50 person limit would be cool. I think that would be very, very cool.
Yeah. I think, like you said, like we said earlier, a digital session will really work there. Maybe more. Yeah. I don't know. I was cool with it. The only critique I have is that they didn't have mics for the speakers.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously if you're crafting with your friends, like you want to talk with one another and not talking to like talk over the speaker, but like just communicate. Like we couldn't say anything or else everybody else wouldn't be able to hear what the speaker is saying. So
Right.
That's my only critique with it is folks need mics.
Agreed. And then rolling into Saturday. Oh my gosh, the speakers on Saturday were absolutely stacked. I'm just going to go through all of them and then we can talk about whichever ones individually we want to. So started out on Saturday, we started out with Bess from Lights Planner Action. Then we had the Founders Panel, which featured Bunny from Archer and Olive, Linda from Linda Tong Planners, BJ from Notique, and Ashley from Cloth and Paper. And then we had Post Secret Live with Frank Warren. And then we, hold on. I'm missing something. Okay, then we had Laurel, Denise, and Tanya from Erin Condren for a little fireside chat. And then we had an interview or a conversation with Renee Elise Goldsberry. And I think I passed away. I passed away several times throughout the day because everybody brought something different and it was fun and it was new. And we can just talk about the highlights since we don't have a ton of time. But what was your favorite part of the day? And guys, chime in the chat and just let us know your favorite parts of that day of Saturday.
My favorite part by far was Frank's with Post Secrets. Mm-hmm. I felt like I went on a journey with him. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the speakers, other than Renee, a lot of the speakers, it was just kind of one note. Like even with Alex, like it kind of stayed at the same place. But with Frank, like you had like moments where, you know, you were emotionally connected and crying and you had the funny moments. And it was a whole journey. And I feel like Frank also connected with our community. I don't know how familiar he was with the planner community, but he kind of seen the connection and interacted with the crowd of being, you know, people who come together through paper in a sense. And that's literally what he does with Post Secrets. So
Frank was amazing. I think for me, Frank was absolutely the most unexpected amazing speaker. Yeah. Like, cause you know, obviously like we're familiar with the people on the Founders panel and you know, Bez and Laurel and Tanya, but like Frank, I had no frame of reference for what Post Secret was at all. So I came into this pretty much only having like the little bit of research that I did before I go out on him. Yeah. And it was so good. It was so funny. It was so heartwarming and just smart and fun, and he was just the nicest person to talk to backstage. He was so kind. We invited him to Plan Jamma, and he came with his pajamas on. I mean, Frank was a team player. He was so lit. I need Frank to be at every single go out. I need him to be at every.
He's a part of the community now.
He gets so many postcards. He could do a whole nother presentation every single year, and we'd never see him. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Frank was amazing. Obviously, the founders panel was so cool and uplifting, and to see those like four super powerful, strong women on the stage together and how they just would feed off of each other and the conversation they had together was insane. And I mean, I will say this until my face turns blue: I need VJ to be a keynote speaker at Go Wild one of these years, because
thank you very much in my VJ voice.
Love us some VJ. Yo. Love. They were all so amazing.
So amazing. And we did like backstage interviews with them, and they kind of had like this girl power like moment. Like you could see like they instantly became best friends, and like to be able to witness that and have those conversations and kind of know like they all have had their struggles with their business. Mm-hmm. They're all very different. They all do very different things. And I just love that that was presented on stage to show the people in this community, like you don't have to copy what somebody else is doing.
The world
you can
is,
have your own.
The world is wide enough.
J-Bay 2023. Oh my God.
So good. They were amazing. They were absolutely amazing. And then, I mean, obviously guys, we got to talk about Renee Elise Goldsberry. Y'all, this woman, I didn't even know what to expect, but you know, sometimes they say like, don't meet your heroes. And I just held her in such high regard, like ever since Hamilton, obviously. And to like get to like see her on that stage and that conversation that she had with Lauren Wang, she was just so sweet, so uplifting, like had stories for days. She probably could have sat there and talked to us for hours. She was so engaging. The room was silent. The room was silent. Like she captured the attention of every single person in that room. Did not shy away from talking about Hamilton and the contribution that Hamilton has made to her life and her career and gave it flowers. Talked about Lynn. Sang for us. I mean, come on.
From like her own album and Hamilton.
And Hamilton. Perfect. The perfect person to have on this stage.
It could not have been better.
Could
not have been better. I don't know how Wild's going to top that next year.
Whew. Bring her again. Just have her again. Well,
that's fine.
I won't be mad.
I wouldn't be mad either.
I won't be mad.
I officially became a stan. She is amazing.
She's amazing.
And it's like, she's so humble too.
Oh my gosh.
It's insane.
Insane.
Yeah.
Insane. I mean, and she had quotes for days, because like a part of the social team was like sending in quotes for them to potentially like use on the socials. I mean, the flow of quotes from just Renee alone was just endless. She was like she had bars. So good. And to get to meet her afterwards, she was so sweet and actually like genuinely interested in every single person that she talked to. You know what I'm saying? Like asking us questions about who we are and our lives and stuff. Like, just, I mean, perfect. Literally perfect. She was perfect.
She like asked like what my name was. No, how did this go? I can't remember. But she said in a way it was like, oh, hey, Myra, my name is Renee. Like, girl,
I know
you don't need no introduction. But for you to say that is like, it's so humble.
So I good. Stan. Absolutely. Stan. Yeah. I mean, I feel like Go Wild knocked it out the park in a lot of different areas this year, but definitely when it came to the speakers, it was definitely elevated, took it up a few notches. Like, so great. She was just so absolutely amazing. Like, I just can't.
Oh, it just makes me so excited for next year to see what they're going to bring, because every year is just so much better.
So much better. So much better. So, so good. So, so good. So, obviously, we ended the evening at Plan Jamma, which was cool. Like, you know, obviously, every year, I believe Plan Jamma has an open bar sponsored by the Happy Planner, which is amazing. But they had a lot more food this year, too. I don't remember it being quite as, like, big of a spread.
Last year was just pizza, but yeah, they had a lot more. Oh, we didn't even talk about like Cloth and Paper sponsor like during the break. So yeah,
that was really nice
from there too. Yeah,
which is neat because those are some long days and they start early. So shout out to Cloth and Paper for that, because I needed a little bite every now and then and it helped a lot
for sure.
Yep.
Yeah, but yeah, they have far more food this year at Plan Jamma. More space too. Obviously, though, it was in the main ballroom, and it was just that that ballroom is massive.
It is, and I don't know at what point we all collectively decided that we did not want to be in the center of the dance floor this year. We were like on the side of the dance floor. It was too hot. It was too hot, and we were like literally created our own dance floor. Literally, we was like, it's a little crowded up there. We'll stay over here.
But I'm glad the dance floor stayed lit. I know last year, like, we were nervous. This is the first event out of the pandemic. But the whole time, the dance floor was lit. It was amazing. Yeah. Oh,
my gosh. It was so fun. Plan Jamma was so, so fun. And, you know, we don't give Happy Planner a lot of flowers around here. But them sponsoring Plan Jamma every year is really a flex. Really amazing. Really amazing. Like, I got to the front of the bar, and I was like, can I have 6 shots of tequila? Sir didn't even have shot glasses. He literally gave us like water glasses. Yeah. He was like, okay, I guess.
JM was like, are you serious? They don't have any shot glasses.
So
that was hilarious. But yeah.
So fun. And then at the end of Plan Jamma, they show like a recap video of the weekend, which, shout out to the editors, producers, video squad team at Go Wild, because they put that together quick. I mean, they had footage of Plan Jamma on the video that they were showing.
Live footage.
Literally. It was so good.
It was so good. I love that video at the end. It's so emotional, because it's like, man, we really just did this.
Yep.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's... And it goes by like that. It goes by so fast.
Yep.
And I'm sorry I missed the after party at the bar, but I heard it was lit.
I heard it was lit too. And I've seen the footage. Thank y'all for whoever got footage. I mean, Amy Tangerine was down there getting lit. It was a movie, apparently. It was a movie.
It is. Yeah, but by Saturday, we were done. And then plus, I'm glad we had like an afternoon flight Sunday, because we needed that time to just be. Hopefully I can attend the after party next year.
I know, y'all. We were so spent by that time, but it was so fun. Plan Jamma was really, really fun. And it was just, Plan Jamma is just a great, great way to end the weekend. But it's like, at Plan Jamma, you're kind of sad. You're like, dang, I can't believe this is the end, because Plan Jamma just gets you so hyped. You just want it to keep going. But you just, there's no energy left. There's nothing left to keep going at that point. We were spent.
Yeah. Plant Gem is definitely the last hurrah. It's the last chance to like talk to people, people who you wanted to say hello to. Mm-hmm. Like, we got a lot of that. Like, oh, I've been wanting to say it all weekend. So I'm glad for the folks who finally came and found us and had some really good conversations, met a lot of great people at Plant Gemma.
Yes.
Took a lot of pictures.
Yes, yes, yes. It was so good. So yeah, guys, let's get into some questions before we wrap up. We have some from IG, and if y'all have any, throw them in the chat. And also feel free to chime in. Our first question is, what did y'all do after the crop/parties? Were you done, sleep, or party hard? We was definitely team sleep after everything was done. We was definitely, because we just had to be up so early to like do stuff. We did a lot of lives for Wild for Planners, which was so fun to do. But yeah, we were spent. So, you know, we had our little evening powwows or whatever. It was one night where Myra had like fell asleep, but she couldn't stay asleep. So she kept waking up and rolling over. And at one point I just started talking to her. So I was like, okay, she's awake. So I'm just about to talk.
It's like 2 a.m.
Yeah. And we literally just had like a whole bitch session at like 2 a.m. So we just started out literally everything. It was so funny.
It was hilarious because I fell asleep on Drag Race, which literally never happens. That shows how tired I was that day. Mm-hmm. And I just like literally hopped up. I don't know what it was. We like to give our experience, but we have to like preface it that we have a different experience than like the average goer, because we do stuff with Wild while at Wild.
Yes,
so like maybe if we were just there as attendees, maybe we would do a little bit more like partying and stuff. But yeah, our experience is unique, but we still, you know, have a good time.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Laura said the bartenders at the after party were really sweet. They gave us free drinks. And Kendra said the manager is the one who wanted to keep going. No, I love that. I love that.
Shout out to
the hotel staff was like cool. And because that was awesome. That was really, really awesome. Let's see. Somebody asked, how did you both budget for the trip? Any tips? Should've budgeted.
This is the wrong podcast.
Start saving now.
There we go.
Thank you.
I'll speak for this question.
Thank you.
I mean, for Danny and I, we looked at like the hard numbers of what we spent last year, and then I added in more buffer space because, I mean, as y'all heard through the episode, like we were there a couple days early, so it was just adding in like daily expenses. Thanks, Danny. That's my husband calling me out. And I mean, even with inflation, Danny and I only spent like $40 more than like we had actually budgeted for. And that's because we had to buy a suitcase. So
that's literally
that was an unexpected expense.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Agreed. Karina said use a travel credit card and hotel points in the year leading up. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. That's what also, I did, Laura put us onto this amazing app called Splitwise, where if you come with like a group of people, everybody just like has their information on there. So when like one person's paying for dinner or one person's paying for the Uber, you add everything in there and it splits it evenly amongst the people who pay for it. That made our lives so, so much easier. Mm-hmm. And it was way less stressful because now you're not worrying about, oh my God, am I going to end up paying like $300 in Ubers by accident? No, put the shit in the app. Let the app take care of it, and then you're good. And definitely saving up leading up was just definitely something I wanted. I started saving up for Go Out a couple months before. Now I'm about to start saving up like now, like ASAP. So
yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's what I did. And I just, I really don't use like my hard cash. I use like my travel credit card and I just pay it all back once I get back home. But yeah. Definitely save now. Christy said $100 every 2 weeks. I mean, it's a start, you know.
Start. Whatever but, you can. Honestly, whatever you can. And even if you get there and you don't have as much money as you need, at least you have something and you aren't just starting from scratch. So, yeah.
For sure.
Oh, and all of your expenses aren't paid up like at the conference. Like you have to start booking your airfare and your ticket to the conference. So, like the earlier you save now, the more it pays off.
Yep.
Later. Because then when they are like, we're dropping the ticket, you can just be like, okay, I'm gonna pay it now.
Yep, exactly.
That's the thing too, mm-hmm. because we do not, it's the warning, like I think we tickets went on sale like what, 2 weeks after they announced, mm-hmm. so it's something not, it's like not that. A lot of time, so yeah, definitely save now, so at least when the tickets drop, you can go ahead and get it and get flights and stuff like that.
Yep. Jeanette says she opened the Ally savings account and created a Go Wild 2024 savings bucket. It'll earn interest. That is very true.
Okay, shout out to Ally.
Period. Danny says save now. You need the ticket by October, the flights and hotel like December-ish, and then the spending funds and stuff by conference. Yep. Look at you, Danny. You learn from the best. Okay.
Yes, okay. Learn from the best.
Where's my husband? What have they done to me?
Daddy's account is hacked.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh my God. Free Danny. Karina said, also define what you can't miss experience are in the whole city. At least figure out what you have enough for. So yeah, and that's the thing. Like every Go Wild is going to be different. So next year, it might not be in a city where we have all these, you know, tours and things like mm-hmm. that to do, like in DC. So you can kind of take that into account as well. You might not use that money for tours, but you might want to use that money to increase your food budget or your shopping mm-hmm. budget or whatever. So be flexible when it comes to like the buckets that all your money is going into as well. Because every city is going to have different things to offer. Like we weren't going on tours and stuff in Anaheim, but there was Disney World. So it's going to be different.
Yeah. That is good. Good advice.
Let me see. Somebody asked, will I see the live broadcast you two did? I was there. I just want to see. The live broadcast that we did are all on Wild for Planners Instagram page. Well, not all of them, but some of them are. Wild for Planners has that footage, so they might share like the backstage interviews if you ask about that, but everything live is either in the Llama Lounge or on the Wild for Planners Instagram page. Mm-hmm. So,
and we did a short live on our Instagram page too, so if you want to see that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Somebody ask best piece of advice for someone going to Go Wild for the first time. Ooh, I love that question.
Don't think that you can do things in between sessions, like in between the main sessions and nighttime events. I would just use that time to go get something to eat. If you are more of a foodie and you want to sit down at a restaurant, honestly, I wouldn't try to do that every day mm-hmm. during the sessions. That would be my best piece of advice. Bring snacks.
Definitely mm-hmm. bring snacks. Yeah, and I'm with you. I think if people are willing to get like a quick bite to eat, they might have more time to do stuff in between sessions. But if you want to go like sightseeing, shopping, and have a sit-down dinner between sessions, that's probably not going to happen on the same day. Mm-hmm.
If you want to sightsee, come early. Mm-hmm. Come a day early.
Yeah. Agreed. My best piece of advice for somebody going to Go Wild for the first time is to build relationships with people online as much as you can beforehand. So you'll have like a set group of people that you're going to be hanging out with for the most part when you get there. If you don't already have those planner buddies or whatever, try to find some, I think, before Go Wild, because I think going there totally by yourself with no plans to like meet up with anybody specific, I think that could be really tough. Mm-hmm. I think you can, you know, get lucky and run into some people and end up hanging out with them. But for the most part, I would try to have that type of stuff like locked in. So start forming those planner relationships. The Patreon. There you go.
Built-in besties.
Built-in planner besties. Exactly. Yep.
So the best ad for Patreon. I mean,
literally. Karina said no expectations. Danny said open heart, open mind. Karina also said an external charger. Yes, get some type of charger for your phone that you don't have to plug up. That's a great piece of advice. Mm-hmm. DoorDash was a lifesaver. Have the DoorDash app downloaded on your phone
like information in there. Mm-hmm. Like if you mm-hmm. like I don't trust that, I put burner cards on there mm-hmm. and just load it up.
Yeah,
that's do smart. That and have that ready, because you know
that's smart.
It goes by fast, y'all.
Yeah,
like you look at the hours, like, oh, we got 5 hours, we can do it. Like you don't have time mm-hmm. to be putting in your credit card information in DoorDash. Like
no, you
that's
don't.
how little time it is. So true, add that stuff in.
Jeanette said take breaks when you need it. It can be overwhelming with so many people. It's okay to step away and recharge. It's totally okay, mm-hmm. and it's okay to miss stuff in order mm-hmm. to step away and recharge. Like trust me, besides like Renee and Frank, nothing was just that life changing that I just would have been really pissed if I would have missed it. You know what I'm saying? Like everything was great, obviously, but your self-care and your mental health is more important. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Darian, for me, but you know, that's just personal.
Myra, we have talked. Yeah, Myra is never going to live us down.
Darian, I am a Darian stan.
Please call Myra.
Thanks. Darian, we need you on the podcast ASAP.
Yeah, she got to come back.
Expeditiously come on the podcast. Let me see. Christy said, have a plan for food ahead of time. And if you drink coffee, die hard coffee drinker, bring a travel coffee maker. Ooh, that's a good tip. If you don't want to use the hotel one.
Hotel is not given.
Mm-mm. Kirsten said, be open to new experiences and don't be afraid to talk to people. Karina, don't feel like you have to do everything. Kendra said she ordered Uber Eats right before the session ends. That's really smart. Not waiting until the session is over, but
and everybody else ordering too. That's actually genius.
At one point, I saw like Gray and Shantae have like pizza literally at their table. So they must have ordered pizza at some point through during the day.
They came back. That's kind of genius too.
That's genius. Yep. Laura said, my first go wild didn't feel like a first go wild at all because of that man. Good. Bring a coffee maker. Yeah, all this is great advice. J-Bay, do you have anything for the people? Any advice for first timer at go wild?
I definitely second Kirsten. I mean, I'm an introvert in like everyday life, but at go wild, I'm very extroverted. And I think it, like, there was a couple times people were like, I was scared to like approach you. And I was like, oh, that's like, please don't. And I think like even with just like regular people, I was making jokes like waiting in line at places. I would just be like, hey, blah blah blah, and like everyone's receptive to it. Like you have common ground, so like even if you're worried that you haven't set up all your friendships or you're not around your people, just talk to someone.
Right.
It's fine.
Right. Exactly. Love it.
Yeah, I love that common ground. I think people forget that, like we all are stationary people, so you have that to at least start up a conversation.
Exactly. Somebody asked, what was your favorite food during the conference? So my favorite food during the conference was actually a mishap that happened. Basically, I'm not gonna go all into detail, but we ended up getting some food for free from a restaurant, and I ordered a steak.
What's top tier?
Yeah, and it was
great. That's what she ordered.
I did. And the steak was amazing. It was really good. I was not expecting it. It was well seasoned. It was cooked perfectly medium, exactly how I wanted. So yeah, that free steak
was amazing. Oh, it tastes so much better when it's free too, right?
It does. Yep, it was worth the wait.
I don't have a favorite food during the conference. Mm-hmm. Honestly, this wasn't during it, but I really loved the food that we had at Walk and Roll.
Yes. Oh, that it was so really good. So it was fresh. Really good. It was.
Yeah.
Yep. It was delicious. Yep. Somebody asked, can digital planners attend Go Wild? Everybody can attend Go Wild. Even if you're not a planner, even if you don't even consider yourself a planner, I think that there is a place for everybody at Go Wild. This year compared to last year, it definitely kind of diversified the offerings a lot more as far as the speakers. Like every single speaker wasn't like something planner world related, which was great. So yeah, I think there's a place for everybody at Go Wild, as long as you want a place for yourself at Go Wild.
Yeah, I think Go Wild is more at this point a creative conference than just a planner conference. And they had a session for digital planners too. Yep. So if you're worried about that, they're making, you know, making it more diverse.
Something for everybody.
Just don't use paper.
Yep. Even the tables. Like there were so many tables. We're talking about the cricket table. Like,
yeah.
That's for somebody. If you're not even a paper planner or whatever, like you could sit at that table and get all this amazing cricket stuff. Like every single table didn't even have like planner stuff on it. So, yep. Agreed.
For sure.
Let's see. Next one is, can you grade this year compared to last year? That is very hard because obviously last year was our first time ever at Go Wild. Last year was the first time us being able to like connect in person with like some of our best friends. And also we had the privilege of being able to be speakers on the main stage at Go Wild last year. So, you know, I know that a lot of people have a lot of things to say as far as last year. I had a blast. Last year, I can definitely say that this year was probably better as far as like the speaker lineup. I love the way that Wild Crop was executed, but I had just as much fun as the welcome party this year as I did last year. I had just as much fun at Plant Jamma this year as I did last year, and I had an amazing time with my friends. So, you know, What about you, Myra?
Yeah, I don't think I can compare it directly because Anaheim is going to have a special place. It's our first one. We were on the main stage. That was very huge for us. But I mean, if you're asking, is the next one better? Yes.
Always.
Always. Yeah. They always level up. I think one thing I love about the Wild team is that they take feedback seriously and they execute it immediately. Like the very next one, like I feel like they leveled up with the speakers. They leveled up with Wild Crop. Mm-hmm. Like the space was leveled up. I feel like I said, I feel WOW is more, this year was more of a creative conference than last year. I would say that was more planner based.
Yep.
So, if you're just asking like, will it be better? The answer is yes.
Yep.
But I can't like compare it to Anaheim. Like how can I compare it to us being on the main stage the first time? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
So yeah.
Agreed. Yeah. Next one is, who is your favorite person you met or talked to this year?
That I met this year?
Or talked to.
VJ.
I was going to say VJ as well.
It's no comparison.
I was going to say VJ as well. Yeah. Yeah, because this is the first time we got to meet her in person. Yeah. Even though we've talked to her several times, this is the first time meeting her in person. I literally basically like cried. There's video evidence of this. Because she's just so amazing and she just makes you feel so good. And like VJ has this way of talking to you like you are the most important person in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Truly.
Even her conversation with Ashley from Cloth and Paper.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So good.
It's so good.
Kendra said they made great improvements this year, like the line control guy. Yes. And also letting people line up before I think like 6 or 6:30. Huge. Because there's always gonna be people who want to line up at like 3 a.m. which is insane, and that's just not fair. And it's not healthy.
I'm not losing sleep for this.
People need to get sleep. You know what I'm saying? You're already probably only going to sleep at like 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, and then you turn around at 3 to get in line and you wonder why you're grumpy and have a terrible day. Like that's why, girl. So I'm glad they stopped them. From doing that.
Thank you for that.
Period. And yes, VJ did smell good. I knew she would, and she did. Besides VJ,
next 2023.
Literally. Besides VJ, obviously, like Renee was just, I mean, she was just so sweet. Mm-hmm. She was the same person she is on stage in, you know, movies and TV and all that. She's the same person in person as well. So amazing.
Absolutely.
Somebody asked, did Meg dip out and take a nap? And which breakout sessions did you choose? I did not dip out and take a nap this year.
We was working. I would have
if I would have needed to. I didn't feel like I really needed to this time, but I absolutely would have no matter what. But yeah, us working was definitely a reason. And yeah, Myra was in Tisa's. I was in Once More of Love.
Tisa is also who we need to get on the show.
Oh my God, Tisa. Yes, of course. Like that was such an epic moment
meeting her too. Yeah.
I literally felt like we were best friends, like instantly.
We are.
Literally. Let's see. Next question is, which session did you enjoy the most and which the least? But the most, obviously, is just, it's a tie between Frank and Renee. Like, both of them were so, 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 so good. I cannot pick which one I like more because with Frank, I just laughed and cried. And with Renee, I was just getting my life and I was just in awe. And I mean, especially like to get to sing with her, like Hamilton lyrics, my God, like it was a core memory. I don't really have a least favorite. What I will say is we had to miss a lot of a few sessions because we were backstage waiting to do backstage interviews, which definitely sucked. But yeah, I don't really have a least favorite. I don't think that's fair because everybody had brought something different to the table too, which was great.
Yeah. I could say, well, my top two, since we've given top twos, is Frank and the Founders panel. I thought that was really great. Plus, I stand all of the women that was up on the Founders panel.
Yes.
I will say, I agree with Meg. Everybody brought something good to the table. So I would say the one that I least connected with was Planner Pursuit because I didn't win.
Well... totally like, who is Myra about to throw under the bus? And if she throws herself under the bus, I can't.
I felt like that was the fairest answer to give. Nothing was bad. I'll be honest with you. Nothing was bad.
But seeing you lose sucked, for sure.
Yeah,
it did. We need a rematch.
The people were upset.
You were definitely the crowd favorite. You definitely had the crowd. Because everybody was like, Myra. It was so good. Ooh, okay. Yeah. And the last question was, what was it like interviewing Elise? So we did not get to interview Elise, but we did get to talk to her, which was freaking amazing.
It was epic. Yeah.
So that was epic. Yeah. So yeah. I love it. Go Wild is just such a good time. And I am just already so excited for next year. To wrap up the show, guys, give us your guesses in the chat. Like, where do you think Go Wild 2024 is going to be? Give us one guess. Your strongest, is not where you want it to be. Where do you think it's going to be? Let us know. Where do you think is going to be truly, Myra?
High key, Houston.
You think
it's going back to Texas. Yeah, and I'm really hoping, because I don't want to have to worry about sightseeing. Let it be somewhere I've been before. Mm-mm. I need a break from the sightseeing.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I think it's going to be in Texas, but I think it's going to be in Dallas. Because I just know, I don't know. I feel like I'm saying it. I'm a little biased. I just feel like I know what Dallas has to offer more so compared to Houston, because I'm more familiar with it. I think it would be a great place to have Go Out, and I think it just makes sense. I love that it's like a more centralized location in the country. Nobody is traveling 10 time zones, unless you're coming from another country, to go to Texas. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's either, you know, two from this way or one from that way. Very simple. So, or you're in the same time zone like I am. So,
yeah. And you said they have good venues and stuff there, yes, too. Amazing, mm-hmm, food. I know they have, mm-hmm, amazing food.
Yep.
And I've been there, so I don't have to worry about sightseeing. So.
Two major airports in both Dallas, mm-hmm, and in Houston, which is a, mm-hmm, plus, because people can get, you know, really try to get the best flight deals. You have a lot of different, yeah, options when there are two major airports. Yeah, and the food is just absolutely amazing. So, mm-hmm, I'm seeing a lot of Atlanta in the chat, Chicago, St. Louis, Raleigh, Florida. Yeah. We will see.
Please let it be Texas.
I hope it's Texas.
Also, we have people that live in Texas, so we can send stuff before they
It definitely will. Yep. Exactly. But yeah, guys, we hope y'all enjoyed our Go Wild 2023 recap. If you have any questions for us about Go Wild or just anything that we were able to do there, let us know. Comment on this post on Instagram. But yeah, I'm just already so excited for next year. I cannot wait.
Yeah, I'm really excited. And a shameless plug, I did a Go Wild recap on my YouTube video. I'm coming back to YouTube.
Yes.
It will be posted after this live for the Patreon people, but for you listening, it's already up. Check it out.
Yay! Check it out. Myra, J-Bay, did y'all have anything else for the people? Patrons, did y'all have anything else for us in the chat?
Mm-mm. Stay wild.
Period. Yes. Stay wild. Thank y'all so much for listening, and we will talk to y'all next week.
Bye, guys.